Welcome back, everybody. So today I'm going to try Surly Brewing's Mango Axeman IPA. Now, I have had the regular Axeman. I should have looked at it. I just looked at my score, and it was 3.75. I don't remember when I had it, but there is a review. And if there's enough of them, I will link the playlist at the end. I paid $4.49 for this one. This was canned on 11/16/23, so it's about 8 months old. So, I actually didn't look at that before I bought it, which I normally would. Yeah, canned on, yeah, So, it is what it is. This is the first time I've seen this at Megabub. So, unless they had it at another store and just brought it in, because they had this sitting right next to Axeman. And man, right, man. And I was like, oh, they're putting out both, so you can pick up both and try it. So it is what it is. I got it, I bought it, we're reviewing it. So it might, my score might be a little lower than yours if you can find this fresh. Usually I say for an IPA, probably 4 months is probably the max. Fruited might even be 3. So it is what it is. Let's get into this. So 7.2% ABV, India Pale Ale brewed with mangoes. Dank hoppy mango is what it says. So let's go ahead and get this open, get it into a glass. I like the can. Oh crap. Did I really shake that much? Holy cow. I'm going to have to go around and get paper towel. Oh, never mind. It's right here. See, that's why you always keep paper towel on hand. Huh. I'm going to pour some of this in here. Well, we shouldn't be carved up that much. There. Holy cow. Good thing this is my last beer of the day down here. Because this is a mess. There. See? Still do it in one tank. Take. We don't have to cut. I don't know where I'm going to put that at, though. Yeah, did I move that upside down too much? I thought I... Maybe I did. Maybe it's my fault. Maybe it's because it's older. And there was a little bit more yeast in there. I better clean off this can so you guys can at least see it. Okay, I'm just going to set that over there. I have to clean this up anyway, so we should be good. There. Okay, here's the can. So I think it's the same, almost the same, if it'll focus. There we go. Almost the same. Obviously, the color is different. It says mango up here. But I think the layout in general is the same. So getting into this beer, Off-White Colored had a little light orange yellow coming up through there. Pretty much all small bubbles. I do have some peaks and valleys of those bubbles popping. From that pour, about a finger and a half of head. A little hazy mango, light orange color. I would say it's more on the yellow side than it is, well, to you guys, it is. It's mango orange. Man, that's going to be sticky. I'm seeing more yellow with the light boxes coming here. I mean, it's lighter than this color. I see it as pretty much this color. Isn't that weird how that light works and going through the camera? This is the yellow I see. This, in reality, looks this color. So it's like they're reversed. But, hey, it is what it is. Most people are going to drink it out of the can. Unless it does that. But let's go ahead and smell. Definitely get that mango. Fruity mango, a little juicy mango, pretty much over everything. I don't get any bitterness, like, from that New England. I just did a New England. That IPA, that standard base IPA. All I get is maybe a touch of bitterness, hoppiness in there now that I say that. It smells like a good mango was used, or a lot of mango was used, but you're not getting... Isn't it loose? Is it loose cannon that's... Is that peach? It kind of reminds me of that, but I think loose cannon or whatever cannon... Isn't that peach? I believe that's peach. But yeah, definitely smell mango over anything. Let's go ahead and taste. Mango bitterness. Pretty much throughout the whole entire palate. Goes down easy. I wouldn't say it's light. I could see... Yeah, almost medium body in there. Peach bitterness actually stays around even into the aftertaste. I still get that mango, and then you're getting that bitterness like mangoes aren't bitter. So I think there is enough bitterness. I'm guessing 60 IBUs is what this is. Man, I wish that wouldn't have went over. Can I tell it's old? No, because I don't know what it... I mean, I'm not... I shouldn't say that. I can't... The regular signs... Well, okay. It could be showing signs of being 8 months old because the hops are gone. Maybe that mango's taken over everything and I'm getting a lot more mango than I should. And that's why I'm saying, oh, I get the mango and the bitterness. It works in this case. I don't see anything wrong with it, but again, I didn't have it when it was fresh, so I can't tell you, was that mango subdued a little bit? Did we get more hop flavor? What hops are used? It's very smooth up front, like mango juice pretty much all the way until almost the end, and then that bitterness kicks in. Yeah, medium, I would, yeah. Huh. See if we can get any more haziness in there. Not really. It says hoppy, though. I would say bitter. I think bitter's better to describe this one than hoppy, in my opinion. I'm going to go 3.75. I need more. It's just like mango juice. Where's the IPA part? You know, on most of these, I think the base IPA should come out in the mango or the whatever fruit or citrus is used should be a secondary. Maybe bringing something out more, not overpowering everything than just getting some hop bitterness or hoppiness in the back end. That's just my point of view, but I'd go 3.75 because it seems like that bitterness stays around a long time. Even as I'm talking, I'm still getting that, and I'm still getting a little bit of the mango. So 3.75. Let's go ahead and check untapped. Man, this counter is sticky. None of my friends have checked this in. 2,300 people have. 3.94, 65 IBUs. I say 60. I think I said 60. Mango, hoppy, juicy, smooth, sweet. So I get the mango, hoppy, juicy can go with the mango. It is smooth, but I wouldn't go sweet in there. August 12th, August 11th. Beach sort of beer. I can kind of see that. Kind of high in ABV for at least a beachside beer for me. But yeah, 3.74. Yeah, so they're right there. And I wonder what the date. Here's a July one. Huge head. Sweet mango nose. Sweet tart mango. Strong hop sipper. So, yeah, I mean, I'd say go ahead and pick one up, even if it's out of date. I think it's good, but I would like to try one in date And I can't go by that because I don't know if those are the same way or not. So
thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, happy brewing.